2 years ago, a group called Dog Bless began working to help foster dogs from the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association shelter. Some animals find permanent homes nearby, but each month about 50 others are transported to Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York City, where rescue groups have offered to help. On Fridays, the trip up north begins here, at the edge of the parking lot of the shelter around 6:30 in the misty early morning. There are some tears today, as 22 dogs are loaded into the transport van, including Luke Skywalker, a black and tan shepherd who is saying goodbye to his foster mom, Deborah Null.
I just want to help with the mission of keeping the dogs alive, the new mission of the shelter, and not euthanize them, so it's an important step to get them onto their forever homes.
That new mission began last September when the Kanawha Charleston Humane Association changed its policies and started trying to save all adoptable animals. The KCHA could do that in part because of Dog Bless. Kathy McClung co-founded the volunteer-run organization.
We started rescuing from the shelter when it was a high-kill shelter, and they allowed us to start pulling dogs to rescue. And now that the shelter is starting has changed a lot of its practices. Dog Bless's still mission is to help reduce euthanasia at the shelter, and rescue is a part of that equation.
In 2009, the KCHA euthanized 4,160 animals between January and June. This year, that number is down to 211. Dog Bless is part of the reason, but the shelter also made a difficult decision when it changed its policy. It reduced the number of animals it takes in by half. All strays are automatically accepted, but owners wanting to surrender their pet are often put on a waiting list. The KCHA shelter isn't exactly a nice place, but for about 278 animals, it's home. It's loud. And even with the constant cleaning of the cages, it smells. Even the director of the KCHA helps with the chores. Chelsea Staley is mopping the floor just before the shelter opens for the day.
Our intentions are good. We want to save every animal that comes through our door, but we cannot do it. I mean, we can't continue to just hoard animals. So moving them out of here is absolutely key.
Also, the KCHA now wants to be the last resort for people who need to surrender their pets. Not the first option. Last month, the shelter found homes for just over 2/3 of the animals it did accept. It also still depends on Dog Bless to get as many dogs as possible to rescue groups across the country. Before they leave West Virginia, the dogs are placed into foster homes temporarily. Chad and Angela are some of the most active of the foster families with Dog Bless. In addition to the 3 rescue dogs they already own, this month they are housing 6 dogs from the shelter, including one mama dog and her 1-week-old puppies.
Usually get up about 6:15, usually take the fosters outside, use the bathroom, come back inside, feed the fosters. Then after I feed the fosters, usually then I get our dogs up.
Chad and Angela both work day jobs, but they spend their evenings, weekends, and even their vacations with the dogs. They spend more money on dog food than on their own grocery bills.
They think it's a trick.
Angela and Chad's own dogs have served as role models to help socialize the fosters and get them ready for their new homes.
They helped each other, and I think that's what we've learned the most about having dogs, is they help each other, and you know what? They help us. They fill a hole that sometimes you don't even know you have.
The Kanawha Charleston Humane Association hopes more people like Angela and Chad will be willing to open their hearts and their homes to these animals and increase the shelter's local adoption rate. Director Chelsea Staley says that's key to the KCHA's ability to continue to reduce euthanasia.
If people don't adopt and foster, they will just continue to stack up here and we'd be forced to return to euthanizing for space. And we just certainly don't want to do that.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.